This is JIS News. Coming up, aviation infrastructure to be modernized, macroeconomic stability driving business confidence, and Irish Shade at Home receives cash donation. The news in detail after this message.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Government will be spending approximately $4.92 billion to revolutionize the local aviation landscape. The project, being undertaken by the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, will incorporate state-of-the-art communications, navigation, and surveillance infrastructure and technologies. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies says French contract firm Thales Air Systems has already completed site surveys and is far advanced with system design work scheduled to be completed by March 23. Under this phase, Thales will continue to refine and conclude processes for establishing architecture, composition, interfaces, and data for the system in accordance with Jamaica's requirements. Dr. Davies says Thales has given the government its assurance that, barring no unforeseen circumstances, it will conduct factory acceptance tests, FATS, during the period May 30 to October 10. FATS are critical project components involving thorough inspection and stress testing of the hardware, software, and functionality of the system. The Air Navigation System Modernization Initiative is expected to cement Jamaica's place as a leading aviation administration in the region. It will also seek to position the local industry as the hub of choice connecting the Caribbean, North America, Europe, and Asia. President of Jampro, Diane Edwards, says stability of the macroeconomy has continued to result in an increase in business confidence within the country. Ms. Edwards says this confidence is manifested in the recent opening of one more Popeyes franchise in Crossroads, Kingston, the opening of another Island Grill restaurant in Mandeville, and the return of production of Red Stripe beer for the North American market.
Energy is coming down in price due to the low oil prices, but also going to be bolstered by the introduction of LNG to the market, means that Jamaica is becoming a much more attractive proposition to business in general and to manufacturing business in particular. The Red Stripe investment, we think, is hugely welcome. One, because it brings back to Jamaica's shores what is becoming or has the vocation to become a global brand.
Ms. Edwards was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She says the investments augur well for society as persons will be exposed to good workplace habits and to business models geared towards productivity. The National Leadership Prayer Breakfast NLPB Committee has donated over $530,000 to the Irish Shader Home in Trenchtown. The check was handed over at a ceremony on Monday held at the Victoria Mutual Corporate Offices. Committee Chair Reverend Dr. Stevenson Samuels, in highlighting the work of the NLPB and its partners, says the group works as an unseen force delivering acts of kindness to those in need.
This shadow system provides soup kitchens, food pantries, takes the unemployed and look after them, and the evicted. It defends the indigent and comforts the neglected.
The donation came from funds raised at the 36th Annual National Leadership Prayer Breakfast held in January under the theme Righteousness Exalts a Nation. Meanwhile, the Victoria Mutual Building Society has pledged an additional $50,000 to the Irish Shader Home for the Aged to offset the cost of much-needed upgrades. This is in addition to the $530,000 raised by the National Leadership Prayer Breakfast Committee. President and Chief Executive Officer of the Victoria Mutual Group, Richard Powell, says the organization looks forward to partnering with the home in other tangible ways.
It's really a contribution in support of the trust. The home has many needs, physical, infrastructural. So we thought, what more could we do, in addition to what we've already done, to support it?
Mr. Powell says the bank will be working with the Irish Shader Home for their Labor Day project in May. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.